With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As bitter cold continues to grip a large area of the United States, volunteers are out trying to help those still out in the cold.
Multiple deaths have been linked to a storm system that blanketed the United States with snow, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. In Tennessee, Will Compton, who's an outreach specialist for Open Table Nashville, was out canvassing the city's downtown.
People who are poor and people who are homeless are getting hit the hardest. Branches of the public library have been closed, which is an essential day shelter.
62-year-old Aaron Robinson, who walks with a cane, caught a ride with Compton to a warming shelter.
It's all good, though. I mean, thank God for people that try to help people in the street, you know.
More wintry weather is expected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, today marks the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. It's the second since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Organizers say they continue the march because the battle over abortion in America is far from over. The fight is now being waged state by state, and the march is designed to galvanize pro-life advocates to win those battles. Tens of thousands of people from across the country are expected to brave low temperatures and maybe even some snow to gather in the nation's capital. There will be a rally around lunchtime, followed by the march to the Capitol Hill. Hugh Brown of the American Life League says the fight continues because abortion still exists.
I don't think there's a law we can pass. I don't think there's a president we can elect. I don't think there's a judge we can nominate and get placed. It's going to end abortion because abortion is entrenched in the minds and the hearts of the people of this country.
Georgia judge in the state election interference case involving the former president ordering a hearing to examine charges of an improper relationship involving the DA and her lead prosecutor. This is SRN News. Global Christian Relief unveils the first ever searchable database of violent persecution against individuals because of their religion.
Many places around the world, people are facing violence, great discrimination and oppression to be able to practice their faith.
GCR President David Curry says the database is designed to draw attention to what has become a worldwide crisis.
I hope it's going to draw a whole bunch of people into this discussion to help solve this problem that we're facing, because it's really a fundamental human right. You don't have the right to study and believe, practice your own faith. You're not really free, because it is the first and most fundamental right.
Anyone can view the violence database at globalchristianrelief.org. It allows tracking of reports by date, country, religion, and perpetrator. This is SRN News. The Biden administration finalizes approval to keep California's last operating nuclear power plant running.
The $1.1 billion funding is a financial backbone to keep the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant producing electricity until at least 2030. An earlier agreement to close the reactors by 2025 was voided by the legislature in 2022 at the urging of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom says the power is needed to ward off blackouts. Environmentalists argue California has adequate power without the four-decade-old reactors that they call a safety risk. John Scott reporting.
Fentanyl pill seizures rose 83% last year in Iowa, Nebraska, and several other Midwestern states. Nationally, agents see 77 million fentanyl pills. That's enough to kill every single person in the U.S. The DEA says fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for those between the ages of 18 and 45. More details at SRNnews.com.